Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. And with me this morning, I have Mr. Jim Hillman, who is our Veterans Program Coordinator. Welcome, Jim.
Well, thank you, sir. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show with you.
Give us a little background on yourself.
Oh, okay, sir. I'm a retired Army officer. I came in the Army, commissioned in the Army of 1972, served until 1997. That's about 25 years and some months. I served in the infantry. And of course, that amount of time with the military causes me to hold veterans and the military very close to my heart. I served in multiple places in the United States and overseas. And then about 2014, I decided that it was time to retire. Did that for about 2 weeks and immediately decided that was not going to work for me. And at that same time, Carroll County had begun a program to help veterans. Pushed through by the county commissioners, helped by the Maryland Department of Veteran Affairs to get our initial program in place. And I've been doing this kind of work since that time.
Okay. So you took the job as a veteran program coordinator, and you're housed right here.
Yeah, I live right here in Westminster, and our offices are right there at the Senior Center on 125 Stoner. Great facility. There are actually three veteran services officers there now. The program has grown from the one in its origin to three veteran services officer. We also have a fourth caseworker who is focused on helping veterans who are homeless, getting them off the street into temporary shelter and then getting them on out into more permanent circumstances. Her name's Shannon, she also works with veterans who have an immediate need because of some unexpected issue, like a car breaks down and you're living check to check. Or the rent, because you had a sick child, you don't have the money for rent. She is able to help in cases where that need can be validated. She is able to manage some resources that can help veterans through that process.
Okay, in Carroll County, I think we have roughly 13,000 veterans. It's hard to count.
Yes, sir, it is hard to count. There may be a few more than that. Sometimes veterans don't realize that there's a place on a form somewhere, a state form, driver's license or whatever to indicate that they're a veteran. But we do know that the count is certainly that 13,000 and probably a little more than that.
Okay, if you're a veteran in Carroll County, you served, you had an agreement with the government, you served your time, and these are benefits that they earned that they need to have access to. So as a coordinator, how does it work?
I'll start by saying that the Veterans Affairs, although they do a very good job in most respects, they are a labyrinth. It truly is difficult to navigate all of the issues, all of the processes that are necessary to get to your benefits. So what we do here in Carroll County is facilitate. We are the veterans advocate, and we facilitate getting that veteran access to his benefits. Those benefits might be VA medical benefits. Get him into the VA medical system so that if he is unable to afford care or stretched on his health care, that he gets assistance through the VA. We also work really hard to make sure that veterans who have been injured in some way while in service and still have issues lingering from that injury, we work really hard to get him or her connected to the veterans program through the disability compensation process. Many veterans have some special needs, particularly if they served like in Vietnam and were exposed to Agent Orange, or maybe they served at Camp Lejeune and were exposed to the contaminated water in Camp Lejeune, or perhaps they served in Desert Storm or after and were exposed to some of the environmental hazards that are associated with that service. The other primary benefit that we help veterans access is called Veterans Pension. This is for a veteran who served in wartime, meets certain financial income restraints, and if those are met, then we can get that veteran a pension. A spouse of a deceased veteran also has benefits. Of course, there are burial benefits associated with the loss of the veteran, but the spouse, after the loss of that veteran, may also be eligible for a survivor pension called dependency indemnity compensation. This is if the veteran has died because of injuries incurred during service, or just the fact that he served and certain financial income constraints are met. Also called, there's also a second part of that survivor benefit called a death pension. So these are the kind of the primary things. And our job, and what we take very seriously, is helping veterans and spouses of deceased veterans develop the claim that is appropriate to the their eligibility. And we work really hard to put that claim together in a way that allows the VA to say yes. And I think that's a really important piece of what we do. We are accredited to the VA. accredited means that we can see the claims that we put into the VA for our veterans, track their process through the system, and make sure that if a problem arises that we see it immediately and move to get the problem corrected so that we can minimize any delays in the processing of the claims. There are other benefits associated with being in the VA disability compensation system. So if you are at 30%, maybe you're going to get something in the vicinity of $835 a month. But if you're at 30%, you also have the opportunity to claim a dependent or dependents, which will add to that stipend. If you are a veteran of Vietnam, service in Vietnam, or Camp Lejeune, or as I mentioned earlier, Desert Storm and beyond, then there are certain presumptive issues that are associated with exposure to Agent Orange or that contaminated water or those environmental hazards in the Mideast that are called presumptive in that the VA says if you get one of these issues, if one of these issues occurs with you, then they're going to assume that it came from your exposure and they're going to grant the claim. This is something that we find, although you might expect that a lot of the veterans would know about it, there are a number who do not. So this is why I appreciate this opportunity to help spread the word that if you are a veteran in Carroll County, come see us if you have a question about your VA benefits. We are here to help you. There is no charge for us to help you. No veteran in Carroll County should be paying anyone to put in a claim for them. And in fact, if you were to be charged for what I would call an initial claim, then somebody's breaking the law. It is strictly illegal to do that. If someone is servicing a denial for you and they are not an accredited lawyer with the VA, then they're doing you a disservice. That's about as close to fraud as I think you could get. In fact, it is strictly against the law.
So this is free to every Carroll County veteran?
Every Carroll County veteran can get help through the Carroll County Veteran Services Office. I will point out that there are other ways to get there. VFW, the DAV, the American Legion, and other services can help you. There is an advantage to using us because we do have access to the files, and many of the other service organizations have volunteers who do not have that access.
Okay, now, what's a phone number? How do we call?
Okay, so we are located, as I said earlier, at Westminster Senior Center. If you call 410-386-3800, you'll get a front desk and just tell them that you want to speak to a VSO, a Veteran Services Officer, and that front desk will patch you right in to one of the three of us, and we will immediately help you as best we can to get to the services that you earned as a veteran or that your veteran earned if you are the spouse of a deceased veteran.
Okay, just one other question. There's a lot of veterans that came back and said, well, I don't need any services. I'm fine. Should they register?
Every veteran should register. And it's very common for a veteran to say that they don't need the service or they don't want to take it because they're going to take away from another veteran. Fact of the matter is, veterans served and they earned those benefits. They're not being given anything. And taking advantage of the benefit that you have earned does not detract from any other veteran in any way.
That's great. I'm just really amazed the way Carroll County has taken veterans kind of under the wing and doing all this for them. We have the veteran shuttle that takes veterans to and from medical facilities, whether it's Martinsburg, West Virginia, or Baltimore, and that's a free of charge to veterans here. So, but you can coordinate all this as a service officer and put it together free of charge to every veteran in Carroll County.
That's correct, sir, and we are there, put there by the county commissioners to do exactly that.
Okay, and if you have problems getting through to the a Veterans Court Program Coordinator, call me at the office and I will help you get there. Well, it looks like we're out of time, Jim, but I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking about what you do as a Veterans Coordinator. And it's phenomenal, the job you guys do, and I am greatly appreciative.
Again, sir, thank you very much. And more importantly, thank you for the opportunity to share this information with the veterans of Carroll County.
Well, thank you. And this is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. Wishing you a good week ahead. Thank you.